Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Health Radio with Cameron Day. I know your journey has been difficult. I know you have felt the pain of life on earth and wondered why you came here. I know you have felt unbearable anger with no outlet for it. But that pain and anger made you question your reality. And out of those questions, a deeper truth emerges. So even as the planet looks like it's beyond redemption, its salvation is already here. Because you are the salvation of Mother Earth. And you are your own salvation. Take a few nice, slow, deep breaths. We are in the process of coming home, of shedding the limitations of our third density mind and embodying the energy of our divine mind into every cell in our body. We are changing our brains. We are changing our DNA. We are smashing the walls of our self-created prisons within our own minds. We are spontaneously and consciously connecting to the galactic sun, the core of the Milky Way galaxy. As we connect to the galactic core, we remember our nature. We remember our true home. We remember our true selves. Now is the time to embrace this transformational energy and ground it into Mother Earth. Now is the time for us to transcend our egos and move into whole brain thinking. Now is the time for us to choose love instead of fear. Now is the time for us to choose abundance instead of lack. Now is the time for us to rise above the old world as it crumbles away. Now is the time for us to reclaim all of the energy and power we have allowed to be stuck in our past. Now is the time for us to free our minds from worries about the future. Now is the time to trust in the divine plan that we are all a part of. Now is the time to come home to the divine power within us. When we come home to the divine source inside of us, we change our reality. And when we change our personal reality, we change the collective reality on this planet. That is the reason we are here. To be messengers of change. Messengers of love. So relax, because this is just the beginning. AscensionHealth.com exists to give you tools you can use to free your mind and move your state of consciousness out of fear and into love and abundance. Take some more deep breaths and relax, because you are tuned in to the Love Channel. You are tuned into Ascension Health Radio with your host, Cameron Day, on the Gold Ring Radio Network. Hello there, everybody. This is Cameron Day. Thanks for joining me on the show today. We have a little bit of a small audience for a bit. The regular Gold Ring show is still going on. It ran a little long today, but that's all right. This will be for a smaller crowd and, of course, for everybody listening to the rebroadcast later. So, whatever time frame, whatever slice of linear time that you are experiencing the show, I welcome you and I thank you for tuning in and being part of the Love Channel. And the topic for today's show is getting down to earth, sort of. And what I want to go into is the concept of integrating our higher self or embodying our divine aspect into our physical bodies and merging that divine aspect with our mundane personality. And that's no small undertaking, but from my perspective, it's one of the main reasons that we chose to incarnate here at this time. We have a very rare and special occurrence of consciousness, frequency, energy, galactic alignment, etc., all coming together and converging at this time on the planet. And we all came here to be a part of that. And we start off in life, of course, with a clean slate, no direct memories of who we were before we came. But before we came, we planned out in tremendous detail the circumstances of our childhood, the challenges that we would face, and most likely the various limitations and pain and suffering that we would experience in our youth that would then propel us to ask the tough questions about what is life really all about so that we could wake up quicker. Most of us didn't come into lifetimes or incarnational framework that was super easy and smooth and with the most of everything most anybody could ask for, silver spoon type environment. Instead, most of us came into fairly adverse conditions, either monetarily or family dynamics, abuse, etc. And we knew that before we came in, and we actually chose that so that we could use that pain as transformational fuel that would fuel the fires within us to seek a greater perspective on life and on reality. So as we tune into our higher self and strengthen that connection with our higher self, we get a deeper glimpse of who we really are. Because the personality, our conceptualized self, or the ego, they all really mean the same thing. That's just our physical incarnation identity. That's who we thought we were as we grew up. Now as we embody our higher self, we start to get a glimpse of how much more vast our consciousness really is, how much more powerful we really are. Because truly this reality and our experience in it is the culmination of every single thought we have on a moment-by-moment basis. So when we're choosing to be in a state of fear and anxiety and uncenteredness, we broadcast that signal into the grid matrix of physical reality and basically ask for more of that. Whatever we're thinking about, that's what we're asking for. So if we're thinking about uplifting love, harmony, cooperation, that's what we're asking for. And knowing that, it can be very tempting to attempt to sequester our pain, to just not allow it to come into our sphere of consciousness because we want to have our consciousness focused on the positive, loving, uplifting reality that we ultimately want. So it's a little bit of a catch-22 because in order to truly have the majority of our thoughts aligned with our heart, with our higher self, with the frequency of love, we also have to reclaim all of the power and energy that is still tied up in whatever is lingering from our past, whatever fears were instilled, whatever suffering that we went through, various traumas as a child and into the teen years, or even if it was a week ago, whatever the traumas are that we're not dealing with, they're going to keep recycling themselves in a slightly disguised form. So a fear or an anxiety or a worry that's been channeled into a potential future event that we're worrying about usually has its roots in something from our past that we haven't dealt with. And that could even be from another incarnation. Although most of us have enough to work with just in one lifetime, and usually those patterns that have played out this lifetime have echoes, reminders in other lifetimes as well. So if we can truly reclaim all the power from whatever is limiting us in this life, then it can actually help to reclaim the power from those other incarnations as well. So it really is all about right now, this present moment, what we choose. Now, coming back to that desire to think positively, yet before we've completed the cleanup, so to speak, of the old programming, what tends to happen, and what I see with clients for remote energy work sessions or clearings or whatever label that fits into your lexicon, what I'm doing is helping people to get clear, helping to reprogram their energy field so that they can let go of the old programming and start running the new software of Galactic Core Higher Self Connection. And what I see a lot is most people end up keeping all of their energy focused really around their head and their throat and head area so that they're not having to worry about the lower three chakras especially. Now, where that becomes a problem is those lower three chakras are vitally important. And it's vitally important that we clear them out so that they're not just containers of old pain that isn't being dealt with, but instead that we go into them, open them up, reclaim all the energy from whatever pain is being held down in there. And by doing that, when we really get those lower three chakras clear, we move the center of our focus into our heart. That's the center of this of the seven chakra system of the body. And from that point, we can move easily from our heart down to our lower chakras to clean up any residual layers, because it's a process. It's not an instantaneous thing by any means. So as we go down into those old layers of hidden pain that we hid from ourselves just so we could move forward without having to think about it all the time, we reclaim our power from that old layer, whatever it might be, as we get to it one layer at a time. And by doing that, we allow energy to flow freely through those lower chakras. They don't have to be completely squeaky clean for energy to flow very freely and very powerfully through them. In fact, it's really a matter of choosing to go into them, choosing to bring our higher self consciousness down into our heart and make that the center, the focal point of our consciousness. And then we can go down into those lower chakras, clean up, reclaim energy. And where that becomes incredibly valuable is now our higher self isn't just limited to interacting with maybe our crown and our pineal, but now it's operating as its base of operations from our heart, and then can move down, the higher self can move down into those lower three chakras, help to clean them up. And at that point, we're now open to being really, truly grounded. Now, that's a word that been around so long and used so much that everybody has their own definition for it. So I'll just give you my perspective, which most likely will be a little different from yours or others, but that's fine. We all have our unique perspective on consciousness. What I call grounding is having a consistent stream of energy, which is really information, which is really consciousness, moving, circulating between our physical and energetic bodies down into the core of the earth. And then the earth communicates her energy, her consciousness, back up through those lower three chakras, and then of course into the heart, the throat, the pineal, and then out the crown of our head. And then that energy showers out into our energy field. So that to me is what grounding really is. Having those lower three chakras really open, really filled with energy, and really communicating deeply and powerfully with the core of Mother Earth. And the reason that's so important, well, one of the reasons that's so important, is that we are here operating in a physical realm in physical bodies on a physical planet. And as we create new dreams, new thoughts, new ideas that we want to make manifest into the physical world, that idea starts, if you want to just use this as a visual aid, that idea starts in our mind. In a sense, it starts in our brain, starts in the uppermost chakra, crown chakra. Maybe that idea was brought in by our higher self. In fact, it probably was. Most of our best ideas, that's where they come from. So we think about that idea, we contemplate it, we come up with ideas on how to make it work. We start to fall in love with that idea, and as that occurs, that energy moves down until we're in love with that idea. Now it's at our heart. But if our lower three chakras are all blocked up, all clogged up, it's going to be very difficult to make that manifest into reality. But when they're nice and wide open, flow with a free flow of energy, we can then send that idea, that dream, down to the lower three seals, the lower three chakras, into the core of the planet, which is really the architect or the framework of our physical reality. And by doing that, that allows the idea to come to fruition in physical reality without the struggle, without the constant series of obstacles that we often encounter when we're attempting to make dreams come true that we haven't grounded into the earth. So really, I want you to not think about grounding as like your car battery is ground to something metal so that it goes. I want you to think about it in terms of electrical current. Instead, think about it in terms of energetic alignment. You're becoming aligned with the core of this planet that you're engaged in a physical experience upon. That is extremely powerful. Its power can't be stated enough. At the same time, through using tools like the cosmic flush, we're connected to the core of a galaxy. So now we're acting as a bridge between the Earth and the center of the galaxy. We're acting as a bridge for higher consciousness to be made manifest into the physical realm. That is why we came here. We didn't really come here just to play, although of course we should play as much as possible. But we didn't really come here just because we were enamored with the physical realm. Most of us have already gone through an ascension process at least one time before. So we came back here to bring the divine realms, the information, the technology, the healing, the love of the higher realms, the divine realms, down into the manifested form here on the planet. And the only thing really keeping us from manifesting left and right, is the fact that we're still kind of clogged in those lower chakras. Once those are opened up and we're really connected in with Mother Earth, all we need to do is formulate a vision, formulate a dream, formulate the details around it, come up with a clear picture of what it's going to feel like to be in that dream, and then send it right down into the core of the planet. Because that's the transmission to physical reality, telling physical reality, this is truly what I'm focused on. This is truly what I wish to manifest. Because most of the time, we're manifesting unconsciously. So we want to make it completely conscious. We want to make it completely empowered so that we aren't just having great ideas that don't come to fruition. So we take that idea, we fall in love with it, we make it as real as possible in our minds, and then we transmit it straight down through our chakra network, down that beam of energy that's connecting us to Mother Earth, and the Earth grid responds and then brings to us the people and the events that will help that dream to manifest. It will bring the synchronicities, the little reminders, the little bits of information that build up slowly that tell you you're moving in the right direction or that this dream is going to manifest so that you know it's coming. It takes a while because we're still working in third dimensional time space realm. So this is a slow movement through reality. So we need to be patient with those dreams as they occur. And it certainly doesn't hurt one bit to reconnect that dream on a regular basis. And as we reconnect to it, we do it from a state of knowing we've already put it into reality, and all that we're doing is holding that vision of what's already been seeded into the physical reality grid. Because if you think of this reality as truly a hologram, which it really is, it's a holographic representation of a planet and a society. We then, when we choose to incarnate here, we plug our consciousness into that hologram. And because we are divine beings, we have the ability to not just affect the hologram, but we have the ability to bend the hologram to whatever it is that is the focus of our minds. So that once again brings us back to the importance of monitoring our thoughts, monitoring what's happening with us on a consciousness level, so that we're not creating unconsciously, but instead being very aligned with our true higher self and with the core of the earth, so that we can consciously broadcast what we're choosing to create. And it can change. So if one day you have a certain dream and you send that broadcast down into the Earth's core, out into the Earth's grid, if a week later the experiences that you've had in that week have altered your dream, there's no need to say, well, I'm going to take that old one back. No, you just put the new one in, because every thought layers on the next one. Layer after layer, thought after thought. So becoming conscious of exactly what we're broadcasting becomes more and more important, more and more critical as we go. I had my switchboard hidden away. I pulled it up. I see three callers. Just bear with me. Just two more minutes of rambling monologue, and I'll go right to the phones. Just want to wrap up the concept of embodying our higher self. And I love that word, embody, imbuing, embodying. Filling every cell of our being with the divine light of our higher self. What greater purpose could there possibly be? Because from that state of connectedness to our true divinity, the greater purpose that we came to this planet will flow forward from us. So it's incumbent upon us to be very aware of our thoughts. And when we are going into a downward spiral of fear, anger, aggression, resentment, etc., to catch ourselves in that spiral, minimize the ego, engage the cosmic flesh, engage the core of the planet, bring our higher self into our awareness, and ask that higher self for help, because it's always there waiting to help. And when we catch those little spirals before we hit the bottom of that downward spiral, if we can catch ourselves in the middle, or even if we don't, even if we hit the bottom, whatever, that's fine. It doesn't really matter. We can engage the energy techniques and reclaim our power from them. So those techniques, for anybody who's wondering, what's a cosmic flush? What are you talking about? That's at ascensionhelp.com, ASCENSION, help.com. So I'm going to go to the phones. I'm going to start with slot number one, and I'm guessing from the area code, that looks like Diane. Hi, Diane. How are you doing today? Diane, I don't think was ready for me to go to her. I'm going to just remute that line. That's fine. If anybody's calling in just to listen, that's okay too. I see somebody calling from 928. Who's on the line?
Hello, Cameron. It's Mitka. Just listening in because my computer crashed. A lovely teaching you have for us today.
Well, great, Mitka. Did you want to add anything or ask a question?
Well, I just would add that I never really, it was just a wonderful teaching for me about considering our lower chakras and not just always being in the clouds all the time. So very, very good teaching for me.
Okay. Yeah, and really all of us, I think, from time to time can fall into that because it's an easy thing to fall into. Because we just want to be positive thinkers and such, and it's very easy to ignore those lower chakras, but they're really our interface with physical reality. So if we're ignoring them, then our dreams aren't going to manifest very smoothly.
Right, and it's very easy for me to grab a hold of the concept because. Well, to put it in, you know, simple terms, I'm one of those people that can walk outside with my bare feet and stand in the grass and, you know, just feel really connected. But applying the whole, what you just were speaking of, applying our whole energy to that connection, yeah, it just really works for me.
All right.
I'll be listening to this one again on the MP3 player. Yes.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, and I hope that the Gold Ring show is wrapping up. By the way, for everybody listening who hasn't been to the Gold Ring, make sure to check that out. That's Gold Ring, GoldRing .wetpaint.com. Risa has put together a fantastic series of videos called the Gold Ring videos, 33 total DVDs, but they're all available on the web to watch, and they are a wonderful beacon, really a frequency that's calling a tremendous amount of people into a wonderful collective that's based on love, expansion, and abundance. So that show just wrapped up. I didn't want to have to leave it, but I made a promise over here to everybody from my mailing list as well that I would do the show at 3, so I put it to 3:30. So I see now we've got the room filling up. Thanks everybody for showing up. And I see also we have a caller from 757 on the line. Hi, who's that?
Hi, it's your mama. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. You're a little soft, but overall you sound pretty clear.
Okay, well, I'll try and speak a little bit louder. This is like such a great show, and I had a question because I've been working with the law of attraction for a couple of years, and I've been able to do things like manifest a car out of thin air, a laptop. I mean, they weren't new and they weren't the best, but they worked very well, and I love my car probably more than I could love a brand new car. And
mm-hmm.
My laptop has just done everything that I've wanted, you know, that I've asked of it. My question to you is, now I know we're supposed to always ask for, you know, the highest and best good to be in the divine will. When I first started with the law of attraction, I kind of had a picture of what I wanted to manifest as far as what I wanted to do to be of service. And
mm-hmm.
I've noticed that I've never really received the right steps to go forward with that. But yet, things happen. For example, some person that I met clear out of the blue gifted me with a bunch of crystals that are really unique to work with. But my question is, as I've been working with them, I have found out so many cool and neat things about crystals, but I would never have seen myself doing that. So in the one hand, divine will being everything, you know, far better dreams than I could ever dream for myself. How do we, I know you're talking about the bottom three chakras, but how do you know what to focus on if all of the things that you really had a heartfelt joy in doing don't seem to be manifesting, and yet, you know, here's this thing that I never thought I'd be doing, and someone actually had to gift me with these crystals because I couldn't afford them myself. How do you know what to focus your attention on?
Well, that's an excellent question, because it can be very easy to have our attention distracted by something that may actually bring us joy but isn't really helping us to grow or evolve. So that's something that's very, I think, personal, but so really I think the best answer I can give is to say what works for me. And what works for me is that I really examine my motivations, my reasons for even just going to a website. Because sometimes I know that I become aware that the only reason that I'm on a particular site looking at some sort of information is that I'm just distracting myself. So the process of clearing off what's really just my limited ego personality and getting aligned with the galactic core, my higher self, and then grounding that into Mother Earth. That then changes the way that I think, so that I'm able to see those somewhat almost magical connections, like where with the person for you that came out of the blue and gave you these crystals. That was a message really from your higher self saying, this is something that you should investigate. Although there are no shoulds, but if you choose to investigate this will take you into another realm. And so it's to really follow those breadcrumbs that our higher self is leaving us, follow those little clues. And that really, I think, is the best way to know. And look for those little clues where something sort of magical or some really interesting synchronistic event occurred that made you go, wow, I never saw that coming. And then follow that. Follow those little breadcrumbs. And then I don't know specifically what you're referring to, but the thing that maybe wasn't working out for you before, you could probably pick that up again later if you're inspired to do so. Now that you've gone into maybe a different direction and learned something new, now you can combine that with what you've done maybe in the past and now create something new out of it.
Because really, in the very beginning, before I even got familiar with the law of attraction, I had wanted to work with healing. I had been attuned to Reiki. You know, these were the things that I wanted to do. And while I was learning it, I had some wonderful opportunities to use it. But then life shifted, and I guess I was more on a learning path. But still, those pathways haven't opened to do that specific type of healing, those specific healing opportunities. So I guess you're just saying is really kind of wait it out and wait and see what happens, because I don't know if I'm just a little impatient or what, but you know, when you kind of focus on financial freedom, and because I've always been a workaholic, you want to kind of know if you're doing enough, you know?
Right. Yes, exactly. And so where that am I doing enough needs to be directed is, am I thinking thoughts that are supportive of my ultimate dream? And so make that your focus. Am I doing enough to clean up my thoughts? Am I focused enough on where my thoughts are going, so that way I know what I'm broadcasting and I'm aware and very mindful of what I'm broadcasting.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot. I called out that one question.
All right. Well, your phone's breaking up there. I'm going to put you back on mute. I think you said thanks a lot, and I'll call if I have any more questions. So I'm glad though we had a nice clear connection for the majority of that phone call. I want to really quickly answer a question. Somebody asked in the chat room, is that process of cleaning out those lower three chakras related to the Kundalini? The answer is yes. Now, next question, define the Kundalini. Okay, there we are. That's another one of those words that's been used so much that has so many definitions attached to it that it can become hard to know what it really means. So once again, I'll just give my perspective, which will be different most likely than yours, but to me, the Kundalini, it's the process of getting all of the chakras opened and aligned so that energy can flow freely through them down into the crown from the core of the galaxy and the higher self, down into the core of the earth, and then back up from the core of the earth both ways, so that it's kind of like your highway, energetic highway, and each of those chakras is a center for that energy to be magnified and also purified and informed, so that Each of your chakras informs the energy coming through it and receives information from the energy coming through it. So that Kundalini process is a matter of opening up and clearing out those old blockages. Now, you hear a lot about dramatic Kundalini experiences where somebody has their entire brain, their entire mind is completely blown because they were living a very mundane life with mundane thoughts and mundane goals. Then one day, everything changes, their energy centers blow wide open, and they have a really difficult time dealing with and then grounding that energy. Those stories, however, are only one way to do it, and you'll notice you hear less of those dramatic Kundalini stories now, because more people are getting interested in spirituality and becoming awakened beings, so that it doesn't have to happen all at once. Instead, it happens in a gradual process. And that's actually much better for you and your life, because most people, their entire lives fall apart when that occurs. And of course, if your life falls apart, well, that's all right. You just pick up and you move forward, because what that's telling you is that everything that just fell apart was holding you back. So that's okay too. But at the same time, you can engage this process consciously and work at it diligently, little bit by little bit, cleaning up, peeling those layers as you go. And then gradually purifying your thoughts, getting your thoughts in alignment with your higher self. So that's my take on the Kundalini, what it really means. And so the people that had what they call a Kundalini experience, I don't want to go that direction, but really, Kundalini is always there. It's energy. It's energy in motion. So to have a single experience, that's really the initial wake-up call. So in whatever form that took for you, that was your first, so to speak, Kundalini experience. But really, every moment of every day is an opportunity to have that energy flowing freely through your body and mind. And you'll feel it differently. Some people feel an intense throbbing on their spine. Usually, if you're feeling a throbbing at one point, it's due to a blockage. Most people who try to force that Kundalini up from the base of their spine, they'll get stuck in what I call the bridge between the third and the fourth chakra, because that bridge has to be cleared. And so that's why all the ascensionhelp.com techniques focus on bringing the energy down into the crown first and then moving down into the heart, getting the higher self anchored in the heart, and then moving down into those lower seals, cleaning them up, and then that lets you get that free flow of energy going without the pain of pushing that energy up and getting stuck in that bridge between the third and fourth chakras. So that's my perspective on Kundalini. There's more to it, but I don't want to get too far down that particular rabbit hole. I'm going to just do a quick little break and play a song. One of the songs that no matter what frequency of thought I'm engaging, if I'm feeling a little overwhelmed by all the stuff that I've created for myself to do in a day or in a week or whatnot, this song always reminds me to get back to love. So here we go, and when we come back, we'll do a nice grounding meditation.
Trigger, I'm a hippie.
Okay, we're back. That's a great song for getting us into a love space. Love, love, love. That's what life's really all about. It's the only thing that's real in the world. Everything else is just make-believe. Once again, I'm Cameron Day. We'll do a minute of self-promotion here. My website is ascensionhelp.com. That's ascensionhelp.com. On the website, there is what I call the self-clearing system. Had to call it something. So it's actually, the official title is the ascensionhelp.com self-clearing system. It's available free of charge. There's no upfront fees. That's simply supported by donations for those who have the means to do so, who enjoy and are uplifted by those meditative and self-clearing or clearing techniques to donate, and everyone else who doesn't have the means to do so can enjoy them for free. So please go check them out. Keep in mind there is a total of 80 minutes of video and audio. So it's not just one or two things. It's a comprehensive system for clearing your own aura so that you can do it yourself. I also offer long-distance remote energy clearings where I'll tune into you and work with your higher self to basically reprogram your energetic field. Because it really is that simple. It's just a matter of deleting one program, transmuting that energy, and then asking really your higher self is the one who brings in the new programming of a new, more unlimited reality. So please do go visit ascensionhelp.com. Enjoy everything that's there. Also, Risa's gold ring videos can be accessed at goldring.wetpaint.com. That's G-O-L-D-R-I-N-G. I love those videos. The visuals are amazing. And then, of course, the music and then the galactic transmissions that Risa has received and speaks on those videos. They go beyond what your regular brain will comprehend, but they're very wonderful. Just let them soak in, let the words flow through you, and enjoy the visuals. The more you let that play in the background, remember, everything in your environment is programming you, or you are programming it. So you can choose what you want to program yourself with, including the media and the videos that you watch as well. So we're a little short on time, but I do want to do a quickie meditation that's going to touch on what I talked about early on in the show. If you missed the early part of the show, I do hope you can listen to the rebroadcast. And so for everybody who wants to participate in this grounding meditation, it will be a lot more than that, but it will cover the concepts of grounding that I talked about earlier. I'd like you to close your eyes and start breathing slowly and deeply, inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your mouth. And as you inhale, let your lungs fill up completely. Let your body relax. Let your mind relax. And as you relax with every breath, feel your tension leaving your body, leaving your mind. And see the light of your higher self as a brilliant orb floating just above your head. And invite your higher self down into your crown, letting it merge with your crown and pineal chakras. lighting them up from the inside. As the light of your higher self moves down into your throat, empowering your voice, slowly it moves into your heart, expanding your ability to send and receive love. And allow the light of your higher self to move down into your solar plexus, soothing any tension that may be there. As your higher self's energy moves into your second chakra, soothing any discomfort you may have in your belly, as it moves down into your root chakra, relaxing your sphincters, relaxing your abdominal muscles completely. Breathe it in nice and deep, and allow the light of your higher self to expand outwards, surrounding you in an egg-shaped field of light. Breathe that energy in. And now I want you to become aware of the galaxy, of the Milky Way galaxy that you are a part of. Become aware of the core of the Milky Way galaxy, the galactic center. This is the source of massive information and energy that's streaming onto the planet. And ask for the cosmic flush. A beam of energy will transmit instantaneously from the galactic core into the crown of your head. And it moves down through your chakras, one at a time, lighting them up, soothing them, healing them. As it moves down your chakra network and comes down from your root chakra into the core of the earth, then Mother Earth responds with a stream of energy coming back up that comes into your root chakra and gradually and gently moves up your chakra system into your heart, to your throat, and it showers out the crown of your head, all around your body, a beautiful fountain of earth energy showering around you. Take a moment to breathe that connection, feel that connection, be that connection. Now I want you to become aware of your lower three chakras. And from your heart, I want you to embrace them, love them. Through that love, you can transmute any blockage or resistance that you have in your lower chakras. Nothing need stay stuck. Anything that is stuck, you can transmute with your love, with the help of your higher self, with the help of the galactic core, the help of Mother Earth, and the help of an unlimited number of higher dimensional beings, spiritual guides, angels, ascended masters, etc. You have an unlimited amount of help available to you, and you have an unlimited amount of power already within you. There is no limit to what you can do. There is no limit to what you can heal. So I want you to gently embrace and love your lower chakras. And allow energy to move through them, knowing that as that occurs, you will come to deeper layers of energies that need to be transmuted. And that's okay, because that's part of the process of embodying your true divinity. So know that you can simply embrace and reclaim your power from any limitation. Now I want you to focus on your heart's energy, on the love in your heart, and send that love, send a signal based on that love down into the core of the earth. And then feel the response. You can send anything that you choose into the core of the earth. In fact, you do it all the time. So now you just become more aware of what you're sending and why you're sending it. This is really just the very tip of what we're doing as far as grounding you and connecting you to your higher self, the galactic core, and Mother Earth. So I urge you to continue this journey, to practice the self-clearing system on ascensionhealth.com, and to bravely and lovingly embrace your lower chakras, so that they are no longer lower, they are simply your earthly chakras, your earthly interface. Namaste.